Hi, this is a dictation for Aaron Jackson, AaronJackson. Date of birth is 2/20/1990. Date of accident 4/10/2022. Date of service is 7/13/2022. The history is as follows. Mr. Aaron Jackson is here for follow-up evaluation. He was a front seat passenger in a car where there was a frontal driver side collision on 4/10/2022. Even though the driver is okay, he suffered from headache with history of TBI, including dizziness, vertigo, ringing in the ears, feeling like loss of equilibrium, loss of memory, loss of concentration, focus, nightmare, fearful of the event, with nausea, blurred vision, spots in the vision, which continue even now, along with pain in the lower back, more on the right side. The pains have so currently patient report that his pain is continuing in the lower back and also in the right tailbone area, along with headaches. The headaches are 7 out of 1 to 10, and they are occupying the entire head, front, back, top, both sides, and they are 3 to 4 per day. No, 3 to 4 per week, and they're getting less often and less stronger. Although he still sees the black spots, his focus is blurred. No, his focus is down and he has a blurred vision. However, he denies any balance issues at this time, and there is no loss of bladder or bowel movement or any incontinence. He says that when he works, he feels very tired. He also reports of having no erection since the accident. He has been continuing his physical therapy. The pains are not associated with any neck pain or upper back pain, nor there is any radiation of the pain to the arm or leg. Pain level varies from 4 to 7. ADLs are reported to be affected 3 on a scale of 1 to 10. However, he reports that enjoyment of life is affected 10, sleep is affected 9, the mood is affected 8, the relationship with other people and general activity are affected 7. Walking ability and work is affected 6. Overall improvement, he reports, is 50% due to the various treatment that is being afforded to him, including physical therapy, medication. In system review, patient reports of vision disturbance, double vision, spots in the vision, difficulty sleeping, lack of focus, lack of concentration, anxiety, depression, panic, and loss of memory. He denies any dizziness, vertigo, headaches, seizures, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, blackouts. He denies any confusion, disorientation. In the pain and numbness, patient suffers from stiffness in the lower back and lower back pain, and also the pain in the towards the right hip and right tailbone area. In the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence, or the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stools, or difficulty swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine. You can see painful urination or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient has no changes in the pain level, nor there is any changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are Tramadol. In the GI, the patient has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or difficulty swelling. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath are reported. In last 30 days, pain level has remained the same, and no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma are reported. The patient reports current pain medication is Ultran and substance abuse. Patient utilizes marijuana to use. Compliance is the patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, blood pressure is 150/90. Pulse is 91, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam is same from the previous visit of 6/3/2022, dictation number 0607-049. Plan of care. Diagnoses are the same. Plan of care is as follows. We reviewed the maps and we find that the patient has less headaches and less dizziness. However, he still has a lot of spots in the eyes. I referred him to an ophthalmology for a complete examination to make sure that he is not suffering from anything, as well as a neuropsych referral for an evaluation treatment for brain trauma. He's been provided with Celebrex 200 mg twice a day with food, Lexil 7.5 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, gabapentin 600 mg twice a day for headaches, and Wellbutrin 150 mg twice a day for his issues of emotions and depression. Tramadol ER is 100 mg provided by pain relief, lidocaine ointment for pain relief also. He seems stable and coming off on pretty good, and we will most likely order an MRI on the next visit to identify the trauma and pathology to provide a genuine unique treatment plan for him. Thank you.